This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
While the weekly export sales weren't huge, other news from the Trump administration had a massive impact on grain prices. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this week's export sales were a little disappointing.
1.041 million tons for corn. The expectation was somewhere between 800 and 2.1 million. So really on the lower end of the scale there, on the bean side of things, 437,000 tons, very minor sales for this week. Both of those come in below the five-year average. Now, corn did have a very, very large 7 million ton sale years ago that factors into what our five-year average looks like, but overall it was still would have still been below below what we were looking for. Big thing here that we'll continue to watch, even though this one is disappointing, it doesn't necessarily throw off anything for the whole year goals that we've got through the USDA. It also doesn't probably warrant any major changes to the negative side or anything like that for the upcoming USDA report next Tuesday.
After a bit of a quiet period, McBride said there were some recent flash sales.
Yeah, we had a flash sale yesterday. It was very very minor. That was the first one we'd had since I believe the 27th. It was a sale of corn to unknown destinations. I think it was 130 some thousand tons. So a minor sale, but again, it's demand. We'll take it. We'd like to see the beans continue to see some of those flash sales, but I guess at this point we're just kind of waiting to see what happens.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.